Hey there, it's Tuesday, September 12th. I'm Dan Haggerty. Here's a couple of news updates for you. Showers and storms are likely this evening until about midnight, and then there will be a few spotty showers and storms through daybreak. Tomorrow, another chance of thunderstorms with a high of 87 degrees. Things are going to really start to get nice, though, as we approach the weekend. The state and House Senate are hoping to pass a state budget this week, but a proposal to add casinos and video lottery terminals in the state is causing some problems. It's putting the estimated $30 billion agreement in jeopardy until they can figure something out. Senate and House leaders are now pointing fingers at each other, blaming one side, blaming the other for this stalemate that we're dealing with. Of course, we're paying close attention to this in the Capitol. We'll let you know what happens. A student on Tuesday brought a gun to Lead Mine Elementary School in Raleigh, according to a letter from the school. This letter from the principal did not state if the gun was loaded, but it read, quote, "The student did not mean to bring harm to our school, but instead was showing the firearm to classmates." Of course, a very scary situation for anyone involved there. We'll wait to see what kind of information comes out as we continue to investigate. Beginning in June, people will be able to fly from the Triangle direct to Germany. Raleigh-Durham Airport Authority CEO announcing RDU's newest airline will have a flight directly to Frankfurt. It begins June 6th, 2024, a nonstop flight between Raleigh and Germany. That's the latest from WRL News. You can find other updates on WRL.com or for tuning in to our many newscasts. We'll see you then.